Oh, yeah, we got the backup whistling. It's very...
With vibrato, by the way.
Yes. Let's go right to the text here. Adam, your favorite all-time pro wrestler is... Now, you're...
I'm not a huge wrestling guy.
Yeah, I'm the wrestling guy of this group in particular because right now, I think Quentin's favorite thing in life is wrestling.
Yeah.
I could turn wrestling on in my house constantly. So Monday Night Raw was on last night. I did not have Q because of some scheduling issues. That's normally a day for me. Normally, I last about 30 minutes or so. And then I go, you go in your room, I'll go in my room. So you're more old school.
Yeah, I'd be old school. Yeah, I wouldn't be a newer guy.
Well, you blew off jumping Jim Brunzel at Herbie's right before Springsteen's. We know it's not that. He did, Dave.
I didn't blow him off.
I believe he did.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you. Yeah, that's what he did. Nice.
Oh, yeah, I don't have time for you. I don't care who you were. I was more of the other killer bee, whoever the other guy was. Who was the other killer bee?
Brian Blair? Was that the guy's name? Something like that, right? That's good that you remember he was in the Killer Bees,
man. Yeah. Just because I got to interview him one time, Baron von Raschke. You know, he kind of walked that fine line between, you know, Nazism.
So in other words, you like Nazis? Is that what you're saying? Is that
I don't know. Or the guy who's just from parts unknown. There's always a guy from parts unknown with a mask on.
I love when we add the Iron Sheik here again.
Yeah.
And depending upon what was going on in the world, he might be from Iran.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, he's from Iraq.
Versatile. Yeah, it's versatile.
Two neighbors.
Jabroni. Cool.
Two countries that get along very well. Just mix and match Iran and Iraq. Adam, is it acceptable to wear a loincloth at the beach? A loincloth.
Depends what beach.
Closest thing to a loincloth you've ever worn in public? Nothing?
Nothing comes to mind. I mean, I've gone out to get the paper sometimes and...
Excuse me?
Boxer shorts.
No shirt?
No, sure not.
Sure not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talking front porch or all the way down to the end of the driveway?
All the way down to the end of the driveway.
Didn't realize Dino Cicerelli had returned back to... Think about that. Dino was going out with the robe open. And picking up the paper and thought that was fine. Mm-mm. Dave, are you suggesting by your silence it's okay?
Some people might say that is fine.
Adam, any thoughts on the upcoming Huey Lewis Curb Your Enthusiasm type of show? Have you heard about this?
No.
Huey is going to play himself. And I think what's going on in his life right now, and I assume part of it's going to talk about his hearing issues, how it's a very sad situation, right? It's not like I loved Huey Lewis in the news, but Huey Lewis, what a voice.
Yeah. Like
phenomenal voice.
And that show, that documentary they had about the We Are the World making, he was like the star of it. I mean, he was like the pinch hitter who came in for Prince.
He was unbelievable with his voice. And the idea, I just saw a quick blurb on it, where he's going to kind of break the wall and talk. He seems kind of funny, but, I mean, if he's comparing himself to Larry, get out of here. Yeah, but that doesn't mean it could be good. Have either one of you guys watched Presumed Innocent? It's Apple, though. I don't know. You don't have Apple, right? Do you have Apple?
I have Apple. Mm-hmm.
You have not started?
I have not started. Is it good?
I liked it. I won't give too many details.
Is it a... documentary, docuseries?
No. So it's Scott Turow's book. Scott Turow put out, this is his first book. This is, God, was this late 80s, early 90s? And it's about a law office and a couple who are having an affair and the woman dies. The woman is murdered. And how it ends up implicating the guy who she was having the affair with. The Turow book was great. The movie was Harrison Ford.
I was going to say,
In the book, I think, is late 80s, and the movie's early 90s. It's peak Harrison Ford, and he's fantastic. The book and movie stay true to the ending. So Apple came out 8 episodes. Jake Gyllenhaal is now playing Rusty Savage. And it's third for me, but I think you'd like it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a show that you've really enjoyed this summer?
I watched that Alone series. Is really good. It's on Netflix. It's a reality series, but it's like where they drop 10 people off in very remote Canada, and they give them, they have their own camera. So
okay.
They film themselves, and they have to eat whatever they can find or fish.
Mm.
It's pretty good.
How do you think I'd hold up with that?
I wouldn't hold up very well.
You'd beat me.
I just started that. I just saw the documentary about Charlie Trotter, the chef in Chicago who had the very famous restaurant.
Right.
It was pretty good. I watched like House of the Dragon. That's
The reviews were pretty bad.
Yeah. Other than that, no.
You're making a BLT. I'm working a lot of your texts here. I appreciate it. How about more? We'd love more texts here. 651-461-9226. You're making a BLT. Tell people.
It's my sandwich of the summer.
Yeah, but
summer of the sandwich.
Yeah, but you're not adding the T, right?
No T.
Yeah. Think about that.
He's
low T. Are you applauding that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh tomatoes are gross.
They are gross.
Fresh tomatoes are fantastic.
You add a T, you just make it turkey instead of tomato. Turn it into
double
a little club situation.
Gross. Duluth drop, Va Bene, phenomenal Italian place up there. I just had the best tomatoes of my life at Va Bene. The person wants to know, do you reach?
Kind of like having the best colonoscopy of your life.
Woo! Get out of here. Va Bene says dead to you. You guys would love that place. Do you reach for the mayo or the Miracle Whip?
Mayo.
I would rather put my head in a guillotine myself with either option. No, you're mayo.
I'm mayo guy.
Did you guys see the Will Levis video today?
No.
He's the quarterback for the...
He's the mayo in his coffee.
Yeah,
guy.
Mayo in the coffee. Yeah.
Yeah, now it's like a mayo cologne. And it's a video, and he's like, he's got the open shirt, and he's a good-looking guy.
Hellman's.
It's funny. It is very funny. All right, we're going to pause right here. We still do commercials on this show? It's been a while.
We do, yeah.
All right, it's 46 past 12. Adam is here. Let's get more text. Come on, human beings. 651-461-9226. When we talk K&S, I will absolutely talk K&S. Today, when it's 80, for sure I've got that air conditioner on at home. It is a reliable, credible, friendly company. 36 years in the business. Huge new office, showroom, a plant where they have all the air conditioners and furnaces for K&S Heating and Air in the South Metro. They do it all. K&S Heating and Air, plumbing, and electric. This offer continues because the response has been phenomenal. For $7,795, what do you get? A Lennox high-efficient air conditioner and a Lennox furnace. At minimum, have them come out and give you a free inspection. Take a look. Maybe everything's fine. Maybe just need a tune-up because summer's going to last a couple more months. Well, I could go by Adam's calendar. I don't know when summer. I guess it's the fall classic.
This is the last full week of summer.
Yeah, it's the fall classic next week for the fair. So get that fall tune-up, according to Adam, when you go to ksheating.com. Well, we know why Adam didn't add any condiments to your potbelly sandwich. You don't like mayo, Miracle Whip, or ranch.
That's a point.
That's a fair point.
Should have gave him a tomato sandwich for him. There you go, buddy.
Buddy boy.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Earl in a long time. Maybe Earl will check in. Adam, when you were a kid, did you collect anything? Examples, stamps, baseball card, coins. Did you have something?
Matchbox cars.
Oh, okay.
Had a nice Matchbox car collection. Tried the, had a few baseball cards. I had the 87 top set, which was like the set to have. But then I think a buddy of mine, actually, I shouldn't say buddy, but I had a kid over, and I think he stole some of those cards. Like,
really?
The 87 top set was like, I think Kirby's rookie was in there. Or no, this would have, yeah, 85. 85 top set?
Puck was a rookie in 84.
So maybe it was 80. No, no. Somebody will know, but it was like, it had like the USA baseball cards in it. Somebody will, I think.
Probably was 84 then, because the 84 Olympics.
Yeah, maybe that was
right?
It.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, no.
Dave? Kid? Collecting things?
A lot of cards.
A lot of baseball cards?
Mostly baseball, but, you know, some football, basketball. But we had boxes and
I love the old three-ring binder with the, you know, the plastic sheets. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, man.
You get your copy of Beckett magazine so you could look up, oh, I've got this Dan Marino card. It's worth 7 cents.
Yes.
Ah, it's growing.
I remember back, think of this. I remember the old NFL football cards when they couldn't have the logo of the team on the cards. Yeah. They're just the guys with purple helmets, like, plays for the Minnesota team.
We still have some of those ads now where it just looks so weird. I beer cans.
Oh, yeah.
My buddies and I went through a beer can.
A lot of guys had, you know, up in the top, they had the row of cans up in the
Now they do the growlers. The growler row in the garage, in the basement.
So when I started with the Wolves in the early 90s, broadcasters were given basketball cards back then. So they're somewhere in my house. Are they worth anything? I mean, I'm assuming Jordan and some of the names of the early 90s are in there.
Probably not.
I would guess no, right?
There'd be a gem in there, but yeah, like $5.
More and more of these businesses saw another story about it today where they're cracking down on the shared passwords, whether it's the Netflix, whether it's Costco, you name it. Are you okay with that? Where do you stand on the... the effort they have to put in to make sure that it's only you and the lobster with that card as opposed to sharing it with me and Dave and others.
Yeah, we talked about this last week with Jordana because, like her kid was getting stopped. Like, the Costco one, I get apparently they're cracking down on it, but nobody's ever really looked, other than just showing it when I come in and then, like, you scan it when you check out. Nobody's physically made sure that I'm the person on that card.
I've never had that once either. David, any of the places have you had the match with the ID?
Nope.
They must be doing something, though, trying to do that, right?
They're probably losing a lot of money.
Among the techs here, we've got people who are well aware of the baseball card situation. Bo Jackson rookie card in 87 tops.
Yeah, so it was 87 tops, I think. That was the
so was 87. They're saying Pucks, tops, rookie 85, Fleer 84. I guess, you know, he came up in 84, so maybe they didn't have time to put the card until the 85 situation. McGuire and Canseco, 87 tops rookie cards.
It was 85, because I just looked
that's
it up.
Yeah, it had just saying.
The USA baseball cards, and they had, like, McGuire was on that team, like Will Clark, a lot of rookies in that one.
Why are you broadcasting the Bold and Beautiful in Spanish the last 2 days? Get it back in English. So let's get to this one, because people still, and by the way, I'm going after WCCO TV later in the show for I Thought a Headline that needed a lot more information about Ryan Londgren. We're owned by two different companies, and CBS still owns WCCO TV. Odyssey owns us, a bankrupt company. Are we ever getting out of bankruptcy? Is that situation ever getting resolved, or are we just going to stay bankrupt? I thought this was going to happen months and months ago.
I was sent a bunch of documents that we've all been sent the packet of, because they have to send us all the, like, the bankruptcy filing and. You never got that?
I don't think I got that.
Yeah, I got a packet with all the...
Dave, did you get a packet?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't.
Should we... TV's not going to cut the cord. We're first. Obviously, radio was ahead of TV. Should we cut the cord and no longer be WCCO?
No.
No. How come?
I think those call letters are much too valuable to cut the cord on.
You agree?
Yes.
I do, too. I do. I wish... We get some benefits to it also. I'll add, I don't get this on the news side. We still, and you're a former news veteran, we still only play sound bites from WCCO TV during news. Why? Why don't we play Channel 5 soundbites.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fox 9 soundbites. Care 11. We have nothing to do mm-hmm. with WCCO TV. Anybody who comes on, I mean, we have people on your show, our show, from different outlets. I don't know why we still just do that.
I don't know.
Can you convince TV to dump WCCO TV? Okay. Yeah, Lindsay, explain that one.
WCCO TV and WCCO Radio are both CBS News affiliates.
Oh,
so
okay.
We can use their sound because of that.
Okay. So we can't with Care or?
We can if we credit them and ask for permission.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, we don't need to.
Because we can get it from TV.
Yeah.
I got it. All right. That was good info. What else do I have for you? Let's see. Let me get to a couple texts here since we're going on the next one. Something about a Colbert clip about Walls. What do you think of Walls so far and what he's done?
I think he's been very, very good.
Yeah. Better than you expected?
Oh, absolutely.
Do we think the National Guard situation is going to stay as a part of the conversation for much longer?
Yes.
I do, too. And I also, I still think the question is out there, when did he find out? Right?
Mm-hmm.
When did he find out that they were going to war? And what, did he step away before or after? I think that I still would like to see that resolved. We got to go. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Adam, check him out tomorrow with Jordan at 9.